Footsteps of the Hermit with Larry Torres. Adultery put poison in the chalice. Adultery was such an involved act. It was not a novel concept. It had been around so long that it was even listed among the interdicts written into the Ten Commandments of the Law of Moses. And here it was again in New Mexico, rearing its ugly head in the tiny village of Mora. It had happened that a few years before the arrival of the hermit in New Mexico, that the local priest had had a strange case brought to him. A lady from Mora had been living in sin, that is, outside the bonds of marriage, with a man who was not her own. The man named Noel had called for the local priest, a Dutchman named Father Munnekom, to come to anoint her, since she was deathly ill. The year was 1858. It just so happened that Father Munnekom was on a mission visit, and so he could not attend to her. The lady had died without benefit of the last sacraments. This infuriated Noel very much. He vowed to take revenge on the priest. Now, it was a time of great unsettlement in New Mexico. Pope Pius IX had awarded the parishes of Las Cruces and Doña Ana to the Diocese of Santa Fe. This had happened on June the 10th of the same year. The mandate had been forwarded to Bishop Juan Laureano Subiria in Durango, Mexico, who had been administering them for 20 years. What Rome had neglected to tell Bishop Subiria, though, was that it had included in the deal the village of La Mesilla. And so it was that Bishop Subiria decided to keep La Mesilla for his own diocese in Durango, Mexico. Giovanni the Hermit shook his head slightly. He had a premonition of the village of La Mesilla. He knew, somehow, that Mesilla would be the last earthly place that he was to see before his death, years hence. He felt a chill creep along his spine. His future travels in southern New Mexico were to bring about his demise. But returning to our story, we find that unbeknownst to Noel at that time, Father Munnekom was away from Mora. His duties were being taken over by French priest Antoine Avel. He had come to New Mexico in 1854 with Bishop Lamy. Noel decided to wreak his revenge on the priest whom he had thought had left his paramour to die without the sacraments. He sneaked into the church of St. Gertrude and poured deadliest poison into the wine cruet. Now, the unsuspecting Father Avel arrived at the altar and consecrated the bread during the 9 o'clock mass. Then he poured the wine into the chalice and pronounced the holy words of transubstantiation in Latin. Hic est enim calix sanguinis mei, novi et eterni testamenti, mysterium fidei, qui pro vobis et pro multis effendetur in remissionem peccatorum. That is, this is the cup of my blood of the new and everlasting covenant, the mystery of faith, that is shed for you and for many for the remission of your sins. And he drank it. But no sooner had he drunk its contents than he realized that the wine had been polluted. Too late, Noel ran to the altar to try to save Father Antoine Avel as he lay there dying. Father Avel pressed him to bring a priest in order that he might have last rites. But since Father Munnekom was the only other priest nearby, Noel refused to go get him. Father Avel died, innocent of the crime, martyred without ever knowing why. The hermit leaned quietly on his walking stick and he prayed for the repose of the soul of the French martyr. He felt a drop of water hit him on the crown of his head. He looked up to see that it was starting to sprinkle and that the sun was still shining. Ah, he thought, the devil is beating up his wife. You have been walking in the footsteps of the hermit with Larry Torres. Adios.